The emergency rules extension comes just 2 days after the Department of Justice submitted proposed permanent concealed carry rules to Governor Walker. DOJ attorney Stephen Means says until the governor sends those more comprehensive permanent rules to the legislature and they're voted on, the state needs some basis for continuing to issue permits as well as revoke permits for people who abuse the privilege of their concealed carry rights.
If, for example, we were to be informed that a license holder got a domestic battery conviction or were otherwise convicted of a crime under which they were no longer entitled to have the license. Right now, we need the rules to revoke a license or suspend a license of someone who is no longer entitled to have one.
Madison resident Brian Bliss attended the hearing and urged the committee to act soon to adopt the permanent rules that set clear standards for the firearms training required of permit holders. He says the current, more lax rules are allowing unqualified people to carry weapons.
The loopholes and the types of people who are getting them is scary, and Wisconsin shouldn't be scared. If you want to make us safer, you don't make us more scared. There are a lot of problems with this, and people need more common sense collaborative debate and discussion.
Governor Walker says his legal staff is reviewing the stricter permanent rules now and will send them to the legislature soon, but it's unlikely they'll be adopted until after the November election. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.